Good morning.
Good morning.
So nice to be here with all of you. Many thanks to Reverend Leah for giving me this opportunity, and thank you to all of you for welcoming me so warmly here, the Presbyterian Church of Leonia. Did I say that right, Leonia?
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. Okay. I practiced, but yeah. Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our Lord, our Rock, our Redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I didn't know anything about Minecraft, the computer game, until I started doing childcare for two kids, Zachary and Max. They are 8 and 11, and they love playing Minecraft. I remember the day they taught me to play. The first thing I remember is that the graphics were terrible. Everything was all pixelated. And I say this as someone whose video game playing peaked with Super Mario 3 on Nintendo. In other words, Minecraft's graphics are awful even by 1988 standards. But despite the graphics, Minecraft is awesome. The premise of the game is that you mine for mineral ore and food, and you craft it into stuff, thus the mine and the craft. You can make things like armor and space shuttles and cheeseburgers. But here's the really cool part. There are different ways of playing Minecraft. You can play in survival mode, where you have to defend yourself against creatures called creepers. And you have to grow or gather enough food so that you don't die. Max, one of the kids who taught me to play Minecraft, always plays in survival mode. His brother, Zachary, much like Martha and Mary, prefers to play in creative mode. In creative mode, in Minecraft, you don't have to worry about any creeper attacks or getting enough food. You just get to build almost all the cool things you could ever think of without having to do the day-to-day work of surviving. In today's gospel story, Luke tells us about two sisters, Martha and Mary. And Jesus and his disciples, on their way to Jerusalem, stopped at their house, and Martha invited Jesus to stay there. But Martha and Mary, like I just said when we were up front, had different ways of welcoming Jesus. Martha was in the kitchen doing all the cooking for Jesus and his disciples. Martha was the worker bee. If Martha played Minecraft, I bet she would play in survival mode. Her sister, Mary, was hanging out with the disciples and listening to Jesus' teaching. Mary was more of a social butterfly. If Mary played Minecraft, I bet she would play it in creative mode. Naturally, as we read, Martha got annoyed that she was stuck in the kitchen doing all of the work again. She asked Jesus to tell her sister Mary to help her. And Jesus replied, saying, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things, but there is need of only one thing." Jesus recognized that his teachings were permanent, while the distractions of this world were temporary. But there's more to it. When Luke wrote this story, the word he used for worried meant more than just worried. The word he used was merimnao. It's in Greek, and it means being pulled apart, being divided. In her anxiety, Martha was tearing herself apart. She was trying to be hospitable to Jesus, but in doing so, she divided herself from Jesus and from her sister. And when Jesus called Martha distracted in Luke's version of the story, the word Luke uses in Greek, periaspato, literally means drawing your sword all about. Martha's fighting to get dinner on the table, but she's tearing herself apart and she's lashing out at her friends and family. Jesus wasn't saying that Martha's work wasn't important or wasn't appreciated. What she was doing wasn't the problem. It was how she was doing it that was the problem. Instead of facing the challenge of survival together, Martha, she took it all on herself, and that divided her from Jesus. Too often, worry and distraction separate us from each other. Sometimes, when we get stuck in ourselves, we build walls between ourselves and others. Sometimes, when we get stuck in ourselves, we build walls between ourselves and God. It's not Martha versus Mary. We need Marthas, and we need Marys. It's the divisions we create between us that get us into trouble. It's not creative mode versus survival mode. Survival has always required creativity, especially for communities at the margins, like LGBT people. Here's an example. During the early 2000s, after the economy completely collapsed in Argentina, the government started distributing food. Each family would get a certain allotment for all the members of their family. But here's the thing, most of the transgender women in Argentina, they've been kicked out of their homes. They've been kicked out by their families. So they couldn't get rations. Desperate for food, a group of transgender women went together to the government. They said, "We are a family and we need food." And it worked. They got rations as a family. In order to survive, they got creative. They modified what it meant to be a family. They modified what a family looks like. Jesus and his followers needed both creativity and survival to make it to Jerusalem. From the feeding of the 5,000 in the story before this one, to Jesus teaching his disciples the Lord's Prayer in the story after this one, Jesus' ministry is all about helping people survive creatively. That's why Jesus, on the way to his death in Jerusalem, is teaching his followers how to be together, how to pray together, how to eat together. He knows he doesn't have much time left with them. He wants them to survive after he is gone, to survive creatively and together, and to continue to share the vision of God's kingdom on earth. It reminds me of another story of activists struggling together to survive while spreading the good news of love. In 2005, an organization of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender activists in China wanted to have a pride parade. But pride parades were illegal. It was dangerous for activists to gather together in public, not just for LGBT activists, for lots of different activists. So they got creative. They ordered a bunch of rainbow kites. And they broke up into groups of one or two people. And they flew these kites in different places, but all at the same time. Each person flying their own kite could look up into the sky and know they were not alone. They were creative so they could survive, and they survived so they could continue to spread a message of love. They modified what a pride parade looked like, and they did it by sticking together and each playing a part. So, how would Jesus play Minecraft? In survival mode? In creative mode? I don't think he would choose. His care for the poor and the sick and the lonely meant survival for all of us through new creative ways of being together. Instead of playing Minecraft in creative mode or survival mode, Jesus would build a mod. What's a mod? Mods are the coolest part of Minecraft. Really cool, like Jesus cool. If you think of something you want to build in Minecraft, but it doesn't exist yet, you can make a mod. The software is open source, so you can use it and modify it and build whatever kind of world you want, if you're willing to do the work. To build a mod, you need ideas and you need know-how. You have to dream big, but you also have to do a lot of computer programming. And if you're spending all your time dreaming big or doing coding, somebody else is going to have to cook you dinner. To build God's kingdom on earth, we are going to need both creativity and survival skills and dinner. We are going to need Marys and Marthas. We are going to need to modify old ways of doing things because we are going to need all of us. All of us. Not alone, but together. Not divided, not distracted, but welcoming and welcomed. Loving and loved. That is the kind of community Jesus was trying to build. A different world than the one we know now. A modified world where we love God and love each other and don't divide ourselves. All kinds of people will be needed to build Jesus's mod. All kinds of work will be needed to build Jesus's mod. Dreaming and doing will be needed in Jesus's mod, because in Jesus's mod, miracles happen. The hungry are fed, the lonely find community, and all are welcome in Jesus's mod. Most importantly, and what the story of Mary and Martha reminds me of, is that Jesus's mod is multiplayer. And we are all on the same team. Thanks be to God. Amen. Amen.